Governor Larry Hogan announced plans to revamp and improve public transportation in the Baltimore region. WYBR's Kenneth Burns reports today's announcement comes more than 3 months after he killed the Red Line.
Hogan made the announcement at the West Baltimore MARC station, the same place where Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake and a coalition of city leaders called on the governor to revive the Red Line last July. Some of those city leaders joined Hogan today to announce the $135 million plan. It involves redoing all of the city bus routes as well as adding 12 color-coded routes called CityLink that would run from the suburbs to the city with connections to other services like light rail, MARC, and local bus service. Some changes will begin next week, like a more frequent Quick Bus 40 service and increasing bicycle access on weekend MARC trains. But the big goal is a relaunch and rebranding of regional MTA services as Baltimore Link in June 2017. Hogan said Baltimore Link is transformative and has nothing to do with the Red Line.
This is a comprehensive plan that's going to help 800,000 people. It's going to put people from their homes to their jobs. And there's no comparison between the Red Line and what we're talking about.
As part of the overall plan, Hogan proposed dedicated bus lanes through downtown Baltimore, the construction of at least 6 transit hubs throughout the city, and connections between suburbs. He also called for the use of technology to hold green lights longer for buses to improve speed and reliability. State Transportation Secretary Pete Ron said unlike past proposals, this plan will be executed.
This plan is going to be delivered, and it's going to be delivered in a very timely manner.
He conceded that it's largely a bus system, but said Baltimore relies heavily on buses. Yet, he added, that's just one part of what's being proposed.
What's different about today is that we are going to be delivering a transit system. And the transit hubs that we have announced are actually tying together rail, MARC, light rail, metro.
State Senate Majority Leader Catherine Pugh was one of the city leaders who stood with the mayor in July. Today, she said Hogan's proposal can't be compared to the abandoned Red Line, but the announcement is an important first step.
This is $135 million being invested in the bus system of Baltimore. Do we need it? Absolutely. Does it make a difference? Absolutely.
City Council President Jack Young agreed. He said Hogan's plan will connect people to jobs and get them there on time. He believes people will see the benefit of Baltimore Link.
I think when people finally realize that it's going to be a more efficient system, really connecting people with jobs and getting them on time and all that kind of stuff, I think it's going to be well received.
But not everyone embraced the plan. Mayor Rawlings Blake said in a statement that it falls far short of revolutionizing transportation across our critical east-west corridor as the Red Line would have. Baltimore County Executive Kevin Kamnitz called Baltimore Link window dressing.
It doesn't surprise me that they just are doing a fix-up of the bus system, and that's welcome news. That's good for the bus ridership to improve service, but frankly, that's their job anyway. That's what they should be doing.
Both Kamnitz and Rawlings Blake said Hogan's plan does nothing to get more people to use mass transit services. Public input on the newly proposed Baltimore Link is expected to begin next month. I'm Kenneth Burns in West Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.